Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic. Hello, everybody, live around the world. Open Mic program where you can pick your own subject, talk about what you want, and be heard. And, you know, any problems that people have or anything that people are going through, just gotta keep it clean. Just keep it clean. We'll have to give you the boot.
Mm-hmm.
We got some pretty heavy boots on this show.
That's right.
All right. Inner Sight and Day for Milton, days away now. You know, Friday, Brewing Hall, 14th Station Road, from 11 to 2. And everything seems to be coming together. I want to thank Suffolk Bus for sending over the 100 copies of the petition that we'll be giving out, trying to get people to sign. And I want to thank them for these gift, two dozen of these covers, these throw covers, that you can fold up and take with you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely we'll give those away to people who have helped us. But we'll see how it goes. And I also want to thank them last but not least for their donation to Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes, and that's yearly, you know. But what they did this year, and we're especially thankful, they increased it because of the Day for Milton, you know. So, obviously, they approve of the Day for Milton. I mean, they've been promoting it. And, John Corrado and his family are very, very fond of dogs. And I'm pretty sure that they're pretty displeased with what happened to Milton. Inner Sight. Open mic. If you want to dial in, 213-816-1650, the number here. And let's see, we're brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, adopting Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. Go on her Facebook. You can see all the beautiful Akitas that they have. All right. Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Nobody starved on Long Island. But my buddy Gary. His number, 631-484-3085. And he did promise me he's going to promote the Day for Milton. I hope that took place. You know, sometimes people say things and they forget, or one thing leads to another, and they get jammed up, you know. I want to thank the Baker family for promoting the Day for Milton, even in the course of events where Brian passed away, Brian Baker. Still promoting the Day for Milton. And that's really commendable.
Sorry.
Really shows that they care about Milton. All right, Inner Sight. This Friday from 11 to 2, Day for Milton. And let's see, all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Go an extra mile. And help a child. All right. Brian Baker was doing that too. He's very fond of children. In addition to all his other great qualities. All right, open mic. around the world, brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, another one of the promoters of the Day for Milton, and of course, Joe Delgado will be one of the key speakers on Friday, very appropriately so, that the Independent Living speaks on the Day for Milton. Suffolk Bus will be there, represented, heard from the mayor's office today from Brookhaven, but I missed his call. I'll have to touch base tomorrow. You know, usually they call to confirm that he's going to be there, which I believe. We have a confirmation from the mayor of Belport that he will be there. And people are saying it's going to be a big crowd. Well, I hope they're right.
Yeah.
All the more people we get involved, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Milton deserves it. So does Brian.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just Milton we're honoring anymore. It's Brian and Milton. All right, Inner Sight. And let's see, who else we got? Kennedy Realty, one of our good friends. 631-888-1186. Say prayers for his sister and his wife, both having a battle with cancer. So our prayers and well wishes are with them. All right. I want to thank my buddy John, one of our volunteers, for driving me yesterday to the funeral home. And we paid our respects to Brian. And, you know, it was a very, very emotional time. And, of course, rightfully so. You know, this whole thing has been a shock, you know. You know, how we feel, you can imagine how the family must feel.
Mm.
Inner Sight, we want to thank all the newspapers that are published. The Neighborhood News, The Advance, the Suffolk County News, Islip Bulletin, News 12, and everybody who posted up on their Facebooks and will continue to do so, you know, the last couple of days now that we have left. Put it up there, please. Go to our website, homepage, right there. The information on Milton, take it and move it around. Let's get the last few days in and make it big, you know. Inner Sight. We have any callers?
Not at the moment, but let me take one quick look again.
All right. The number here, 213-816-1650. And, you'd like to call in?
No caller yet.
We hope that a lot of our listeners in the metropolitan area, you know, close by, will be attending the Day for Milton. That would be nice. You don't need any money to get in. So, you know, just support the Day for Milton. We'd greatly appreciate that. All right, let's see. Open mic. What do I hear on the news today? Janet Yellen. You ought to be quiet. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, stating today that some progress has been made in the talks about the national debt, you know. But you see, what's going to happen? I mean, you can almost predict they're not going to solve it. They're going to somehow put it off, you know, or delay it, you know. In order to solve it, they gotta make some changes. And, of course, we've been talking about different areas where the government could save money. You know, one of the biggest places is the nursing homes that are wasting all that money and ruining people's lives and so on and so forth. But they don't talk about these things. You know, a lot of money that's going over to other countries. Now, I'm not against helping people in other countries, but, and this is the big but, you got to solve the problems here first before you can help anybody else. You know? So, that should be dealt with. You know, every person over here. And one of the ways they can do that is to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. Inner Sight helped a woman today who is in a shelter. And her service dog was boarded by some friends. She's lucky she had some friends to do it. And today we met the dog and we certified the dog and gave her a lot of good suggestions how to improve the training of the dog, you know. And, you know, we'll see if the authorities, so-called, social service, is going to give her a hard time or not. She was afraid of that. Because it happens typically, you know, and it happens all the time. So Inner Sight is behind her now, and she'll be able to get an ID. Her dog has been certified. She has a letter signed by yours truly. And we will do everything possible to make sure that that dog is with her. It's a psychiatric service dog. And I saw today how her and the dog functioned. What happened?
I just said there's callers.
Oh, yeah. All right, open mic. 213-816-1650. And let's see, who we got on the line?
Okay, we have Lorraine and a call number that I don't recognize.
Oh, all right. Well, let Lorraine come on in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Hello, how hello. Are you tonight?
Better.
Susan, Frank. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm.
What's on your mind? Anything open mic?
I had something, but I'm just going to hold and talk to you about it first.
Mm. Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. It's something really good. Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh, well, that's
yeah.
good. We need
yeah.
more good stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good thing.
Yeah.
All right, so we have another caller?
Yes, we do. Okay, coming through.
Another phone call live on Inner Sight. Hello. Hello? Mm.
They're listening. It looks like.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Caller, if you want to speak,
press
the one,
mm-hmm.
and we'll acknowledge you. Yeah, so open mic. Now, tomorrow night is our nursing home show. We have been striving and working to enlighten people and to get people to turn the nursing homes, the authorities, that is, get them to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. You know, very important. Everybody knows that there's a severe housing shortage
mm-hmm.
in this country. It's pretty common knowledge. And you know, just recently I was told by the Long Island Housing Coalition. That's the biggest housing department here in Suffolk County, maybe on Long Island. And they promptly acknowledge that there's a severe housing shortage.
Mm-hmm.
So people being put in nursing homes and not being given a choice, you know, would you rather stay in your own home and get the help you need, or would you rather go to a nursing home?
Stay in my own home.
if people were given the choice like that, I would say that 95% of the people would choose to stay in their own home, in which case you wouldn't need the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
But I submit, InnerSight submits, that the government is afraid to give people that choice. They haven't got the gut to give people that choice. Because, you know, they know what's going to happen. I mean, 30 million disabled people. You think they're going to choose a nursing home, given a choice?
No.
So there's another way to look at it. Where's the freedom of choice? This is supposed to be America. And on top of that, that freedom of choice would include saving the government money. If they listen to us, because the agencies could become involved and raise some of the money to keep the person in their own home. Now, how can you go wrong with that? There's something more going on that they don't want us to be in our own home. You know, they'll tell you, we're concerned with the person's safety. That's a bunch of bull. The nursing homes are horrible. Nursing homes are not safe. You know, if they don't get you one way, they'll get you another way. So there you have an observation from InnerSight. Give people the freedom of choice. Let the people decide. You know? I mean, do it. Do it as a pilot project. Get it started. These government people, that's what they like, pilots. You know? Let them fly the airplane and start doing it. 817 New York. InnerSight, and tomorrow the Nursing Home Show. Now Thursday, the last day before the day for Milton, I'm going to see if I can get Michelle to call in and talk about, you know, the things that we're going to have there and what to expect, and we'll have some free prizes. Free giveaways, including Milton bracelets. You know, we'll have speakers, and I believe we're going to have the T-shirts and maybe some other things I'm not aware of. The prizes, you know, and we have some giveaways. The Suffolk Bus donated. I'd like to give them to. People who have been helping us, these little throw blankets that you can take with you on a trip, you know, and put it in your bag, and if you get cold, you can pull it out and wrap it around you. I got 2 dozen of them.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Donated by John Corrado's guy at the Suffolk Bus. So we're going to bring those over to the Belport Brewing Hall Friday, 14 Station Road, by the way. And I'd like to give them away, unless somebody else has another idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll raffle a couple of them up. I have two two gift cards, and maybe the third could be two of those blankets, you know, that somebody could win. So that's what I'm thinking of doing. And we'll see. We're gonna have to meet or talk and make sure everything's lined up. We're all on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic 213-816-1650, where you can pick your own subject and talk about what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hear much anymore about that Ukraine business. Anybody have any news about that Ukraine? Anybody hear anything?
No.
I haven't heard. Huh?
Jason?
I haven't heard anything about it.
Me neither.
Oh. I don't know what
it's
the story
Jason,
is.
Not Jason, I should go there.
They say no news is good news, but
mm-hmm.
you never know.
Yeah. Frank, I want to ask you something about the T-shirts, too. Are they different sizes, or are they just souvenir T-shirts?
Different sizes.
Oh, okay. They are different sizes.
Okay. The large, medium.
All right.
Yeah,
how much are they charging for them?
I was told they are different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
$15, $17, something like that.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a Milton T-shirt. He says Milton on the front.
Oh.
And sponsors written on the back.
Right.
Black and white.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was told.
Let me see. I have a friend with me. I don't know if he's still on here with me.
I'm still here.
Are you still here? Oh, yes. Frank and Suzanne, I want to introduce you to Jason. And
hi, Jason.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Frank. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, welcome.
And we've been,
thank you.
We've been working on a project together, and I'm going to talk to you about it later on. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be quite interesting to say. No. Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to help.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're welcome.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, we need all the help we can get. If you go to our website, you can take it right off the homepage, Dave from Milton, and post it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I help to promote as much as I can concerning that also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to tell Frank what exactly you were referring to, our project?
Okay. Now, we got this set, you know, set up this past Saturday, right, May 13th. Now, what it is, he was the man behind us. He set up everything for me. What it is, I now have a blog talk radio myself too now. And it starts Wednesday and Thursday. And I'll probably have a show on Saturday. It's only
you have three shows. You have a show on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Yeah. And it's only from 6:30 to 7 p.m. That's the time slot I got. Because like when before your show, you and Susan's show, then after that, you know, everybody can come on. Yours is prime time. Mine is just in the afternoon. I'm giving it a try and run.
Pre-prime time, right before prime time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right before your prime time. Yeah. And
what's the format of the show?
The format of the show will be uplifting, inspiring, motivational, and general conversation about giving my love to everyone. And it's going to be humorous and sometimes musical too. And when I get more of it, I'm going to have like Q&A on it too soon. So like right now I'm trying it. It's like a what?
Variety type.
Yes, it's a variety type.
Program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wish you all the best with it.
Yes, thank you. And of
thank
course,
you.
Of course, y'all going to be advertised on it too. And I'm going to mention the date for Milton tomorrow. Yes, I am.
Lorraine?
Yes.
I have already posted information in the description box for the first episode about Milton.
Yes.
And, the location, the general location, Bellport, New York.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You're fast. You're on the job.
Yeah, I thought you were aware of that because you had suggested that I type that in also, and I did.
Okay, thank you.
As much as I could about the event on Friday.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
When is the debut? When's the first show?
The first show, it will be tomorrow, Wednesday the 17th of May.
Oh,
6:30.
Before 6:30 to 7. Yeah, yeah.
And then the next one will be Thursday. Then I have a Saturday.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, we appreciate you guys thinking of us, and, you know.
Of course.
And of course, we will reciprocate and promote you. And let everybody know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And they can listen.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't get the gentleman's name.
Oh, my name is Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Yeah. Are you the producer of Lorraine's show?
I'm just. I guess technically, I might be considered the producer. I'm just coordinating things for her. She's like.
Yeah.
I'm telling what. Tell me what to do so I could help her. I'm just helping her out. I guess you call me coordinator.
And moderator,
of a show.
A moderator or something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What will the title of the show be? Do you have a title yet?
The title is 21, what is it, Lorraine? 21 and Up Chill Lounge? 21 and Up Chill Lounge?
Yeah, 21 and Up Chill Lounge. I got it from Club Lorraine, 21 and Up Entertainment. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
like
because when
title?
I play, yes, because when I play music on another line, a 712 line, I call it the club. I call it the 21 and Up Chill Lounge Edition. You know, like when you're in the lounge and you listen to music and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that segment. Yeah. Is the chill lounge where people can come and listen to music, mm-hmm. you know, like having a real lounge where you have a drink, the atmosphere is cozy and everything. It's like that.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to take phone calls or are you just going to
yes.
do it without?
Yes, we're going to take phone calls, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want me to give them the number? I want me to broadcast the number on here?
Yes.
Oh, The number, the call for the show, for all the three shows that's scheduled for Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday is 319-527-6201. Again, that's 319-527-6201.
And what time are the shows on?
6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
And I'm going to be, Frank and I talked about this right before I get on the line. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the nursing home show on YouTube or, what's the other one? I forgot the name. TikTok. I'm going to do it on either.
Great.
I haven't decided. Yeah. I want to see how it works.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm doing the nursing home show for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. It is.
And yours is great, too. I might join.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So sounds good. You know, you see, it takes time to build up an audience.
It does. Yeah, it is. It's not going to be an overnight thing.
Overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You plan to have guests on too?
Yes, eventually I plan on having guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's a half-hour show.
Yeah, I'll make the show. I'll make the show more entertaining and bring more traffic to your show.
Yes, it would.
I mean, our show.
Our
Jason,
show.
Are you
going to
be on the show also?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm helping her as much as I can, and also by logging in as a host also.
All right. Well, it'd be interesting to see how that goes, you know.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And all you listeners out there, hope you'll tune in to Lorraine's show and give us some support and see what it's about, you know. And we will, of course, support the program and do whatever we can.
Thank you. And we will, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 8:31. We got Louie on the line?
Not yet.
Oh. All right. Friday, don't forget Friday night. Is the frolics over here. You know, we have a lot of fun Friday night with the funnies. Well, Jimmy Dinnigan will be here, the crazy guy from school. And who knows what else. You know. We're supposed to have the Sweet Pepper Treat on, but she went on vacation with her family, so we're going to miss her. Yeah. But she will be back next week.
That's cool.
Sweet Pepper Treat will be back next week.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that, too.
Yeah, that rhymes.
Why I chuckled.
All right. Yeah. And let's see, what else is in the news? You know, it's funny how these guys, these rich guys, they start something, and a lot of times they can't finish it. You know? Like this guy bought Twitter, now he quit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Elon Musk.
Yeah. I heard
there was
another guy who... Something went wrong with one of the space establishments. Mm. You know, heard a couple of weeks ago one of the rocket ships blew up or something.
Oh God!
All that money wasted, man. You know, I don't know why these guys want to go up in space. I mean, that's crazy.
Mm.
You know. But, you know, you got people who are restless. What was that movie or that soap opera? The Young and the Restless.
Restless, yeah.
Anybody ever watch that?
Yeah.
Huh?
For many years.
It's been a while. I know it's your favorite show, right, Lorraine? Or is that Bold and the Beautiful?
Bold and the Beautiful is one of my favorite shows, but I do watch Young and the Restless every now and then.
Oh. Okay.
But General Hospital is at the top.
Me too.
Yeah.
Used to watch it when I first got into college.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was fun.
Young watched that show. But I've heard of it.
Yeah.
But that reminds me of the... a lot of what's going on in the world. You know, these people are so restless. They don't know what they want to do, especially if they got a lot of money and they can be extravagant, you know. And then when something goes wrong, they get in trouble. A lot of these guys with this money go overboard. You know, then they get into an area where they break the law, then they're really in trouble. So money can lead to weird things, you know. Who was it? Years ago, I went to a party. I had the honor of knowing Stevie Wonder. We were very good friends for a while. And he invited me to this one party, and I met Nick from the Rolling Stones, you know, Nick Jagger. Mm-hmm. And I found out later, just recently I found out, that Nick never bought anything. He had all that money, of course. He rented everything because he didn't want the hassle of owning it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's different. That to me, that's, you know, most of these people with all that money, they buy, you know. But he didn't. Somebody told me that. I can't think of who told me that. And it was very, very interesting. Nice guy, by the way. He kept calling me mate. Yeah, that's the British way, you know, mate. But I'll bet he's one of the very few, if not the only one, that had that kind of money and didn't buy. He rented because he didn't want the obligation of owning it, you know. Rented his house, rented his whatever, the car.
Wow.
So there you have it, folks. Just because you have money doesn't always mean you got to go out and splurge and, you know, buy everything. You know? Of course, a lot of people use their money to abuse people. I don't like that either.
Mm-hmm.
That's no good. All right, Inner Sight open mic 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and sound off about something that's bothering you or it's not bothering you. Any subject you want to pick, good with us. You know. Yeah. So, I was walking around town today, and there are so many stores in the town where I live out here on Long Island that are supporting the day for Milton. You know, and you know, it makes you think of all the things that we've done with service dogs over the years, you know. I went into this one store, and the woman and the manager put the flyer up, you know. And we were talking, and I told her how some years ago, we were talking about movies, about some of the movie stars, you know. And she was a great fan of Paul Newman. So we were talking about, I said, well, Paul Newman is very good friends with Liz Taylor, you know. And I told her that Liz was very instrumental in getting dogs into England, you know. And years ago, she sent us a beautiful letter, and she had, Liz had a yacht outside of England with over 20 dogs on it.
Oh, man.
And they wouldn't let her enter British waters because of the quarantine law. She had to keep her dog outside British territory, you know, water. So she wrote, I contacted her publicist at the time. I never met her, but she wrote me this letter supporting having dogs go into England, mostly because of guide dogs, you know, for the blind, you know. But it turned out to that we passed a law that covered all dogs. And Liz was very instrumental in influencing the British government. You know, so much so that she got Barbara Walters involved at the time, and it got on ABC National News. And the next thing you know, the British government decided they were going to change that law. And the last time we checked, it still stands.
Mm-hmm.
We had a blind guy in London who worked for the British government, and he couldn't leave his country and go back home with his eye dog. They would take his dog away and lock it up.
Crazy.
So he was very happy that we were instrumental in changing that law, and I'll never forget the press conference in New York I went to with a friend of mine who's a British veterinarian, very outspoken guy. And we went in there, and this stupid idiot from the British consulate said, you know, I was making believe I wanted to go to England. I didn't want to go to England. I just made believe. And when you get off the plane, we'll take your dog and we'll give you another. And my friend Doc Broderick, we called him Doc, he got mad as hell when this guy said that. He said, "Are you out of your mind? You can't do that. These dogs are trained special. You can't just take a dog and say, here, go guide this blind person." And he's the guy from the Associated Press was standing right there, and he wrote down the whole thing. And the next day, it was all over London.
Oh, wow.
And that's how then we contacted Liz, and one thing led to another, and they changed the damn law.
Mm-hmm.
That's a true story, folks.
It is.
Okay.
I'll never forget it. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's in our sight, man.
Mm-hmm.
We do it. We live it.
Yeah.
That's the way you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to live what you do.
That's mm-hmm. right.
You know, every great artist lives what they do. You know? You know, it's second nature.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And that's how Inner Sight is. You know, it helped a lot of people. You know, and it's weird because the European Union encompasses, I think, about a half a dozen countries. And they were all under British law. So now all those countries are liberated with the service dog, with the dogs, because Britain changed the law. You know, some of them didn't even go along with Britain. They didn't like Ireland was one of them. You know, they refused to lock the dog up. They didn't like the British butting into their country.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. You want to call in 213-816-1650 and I want to say hello to my friends in New York City, my dear friends David and Audra Ross. 212-425-1020, attorneys. And thank you so much for all your help and Inner Sight over the years. We greatly appreciate it. All right. I want to say hello to all my newspaper friends who have been helping us all these years. A lot of them lot of them are gone now.
Yeah.
You know, but I still remember a lot of them. You know, who cared and who published stories. And I'll never forget Gene Ruffini. He was the first guy that ever wrote about me in the New York Post. And reminiscing, the editor of the Post, the managing editor, didn't want to publish the story, you know, because it was very controversial. You know, here's a guy, a blind musician, going up against a multi-million dollar guide dog school. They wouldn't give me a dog. They didn't approve of my taking my dog to when I played music. So they wouldn't publish the story. But a guy by the name of Murdoch owned the Pope. And I'm sure you've heard that name.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of the biggest giants in publishing, Murdoch, you know. So I called Murdoch's office, and I got his private secretary, Nancy, beautiful person, good friend of mine, big dog lover. And I told her, and she went directly to Murdoch, you know. And I can just, you know, I don't know where he is from. I think he is. I'm not sure. He's from Europe. I don't know where. But I can just hear him now, you know. I want that story in the paper. You hear me? Immediately. You know? And the next day, that story was in the New York Post, and it didn't just run one day, it ran 2 days in a row. So I'll never forget Mr. Murdoch for that, you know. And that was the beginning of Inner Sight. That's how we started, with a stray dog and my learning to train guide dogs on my own. So there you have it, folks. A little bit of history of Inner Sight and why we do what we do. Because we believe in people. We believe that everybody should be equal.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we do it. And that's the purpose of Inner Sight. You know, and that's why we say a lot of these agencies, if they want to do a better job, could change their mission statement and get involved and join Inner Sight. Well, why not? Would be a better country.
Mm-hmm.
More disabled people would work and pay taxes.
It's true.
Wouldn't that help the deficit?
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. 848 New York, Inner Sight, and innersight.info. Look up our website. You see the Milton boy right on the homepage.
Mm-hmm.
One of the sweetest dogs you ever want to see in your life.
Zoom text enabled.
What the? Sorry.
Window Zoom text magnifying.
Sorry about this. Hold on, I'm going to mute myself.
Yeah. All right. And, you know, when you click on innersight.info, pass the word around. We got a few days to go before the day from Milton. And we're going to try to get as much publicity as we can. I want to thank my good friend, Ira Tucker Jr., who orchestrated this whole day for Milton. You know, and oh, today's Ira's birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ira Tucker. Happy birthday to you. Yeah, man. I know Ira. I knew his dad. I knew his mom. I knew his wife. I knew his children. 40 years. You know. Happy birthday, Ira. We love you. All right. Yeah. What'd you say?
We have another
phone
caller?
Call?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's check
Louis
the phone call. Interstate line. Hello.
Hello, Frankie.
Hey, who is that? Louis the Lip.
That's me.
Interstate. Yeah. How you doing?
Who's today's birthday? Ira Tucker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Ira Tucker passed away?
No.
Who?
No.
Ira
Tucker. Who passed away?
He was saying
Ira Tucker's still around?
Yes.
Wait a minute. I can't hear him. Be quiet, Suzanne. Do it again. What'd you say?
Ira Tucker around?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday, Ira Tucker. I remember me from way back. We used to play a band with Sal Recovery and the Dreammakers from way back. Happy birthday to Ira Tucker.
Yeah, you remember Ira produced the album, remember?
Yeah.
With me and you and Saba, Linda, and the whole gang?
You betcha.
Yeah, man. Yeah, sure. You know, Ira knows you. He asked for you, too.
Yeah, as a musician.
Yeah. So listen, what's going to happen Friday?
Now I'll say a few words. Friday, make sure you try it from 8 to 9 o'clock on the Frolics. I'm going to have a good time with Roseanne and Dana. And Connie and Chrissy, and Jerry Lewis and Pat Cooper at the baffle with the swab in my hand.
Wait a minute. Is Connie and Chrissy, are they going to go in the bathroom too?
Nah, I may pretend I'm Connie and Chrissy.
What? All right. So,
hello, Suzanne.
Hello.
How are you,
I'm
Suzanne?
Good.
Doing fine.
Yeah. I'm having fun with Frank Perino and the blog radio.
Yeah. So what song are you gonna sing on Friday? You got a good song?
Yeah. You finished on. After you're done with your Brewery Hall, 14th Station Row, about Chase for Corey Foster campaign, and I call you up between 8 and 8:30 on Friday night.
Yeah, but it's for Milton.
Okay.
Brewery Hall for Milton.
I'll call you Friday night and tell me all about it.
Yeah, and you got to have a good song for us.
Okay.
Of course we'll tell you about it. You know?
Suzanne, for Suzanne, banana fat up for Suzanne, P5 for Suzanne. Suzanne.
There you go.
Lorraine, for Lorraine, banana fat up for Lorraine, P5 for Lorraine.
Lorraine.
Come on, everybody.
Do you want to Frank?
Whether I white, wherever I'm wrong, where I find a place in this world, I'll never be wrong.
You know, you don't have to go to the brewery to get drunk.
Oh, come on now. Hey, Suzanne, believe me.
And I've been sneaking in the back door of that brewery, Lou.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
My dog will know you're there.
Yeah, with Charibel.
Yeah, if she can't see you, she'll smell you.
give your dog a bath.
She don't need a bath. I brush her every day, man.
Yeah, you don't give her a bath in a bathtub.
Oh, yeah, sure I do. In the shower.
Oh, no, not in the shower. Not.
I give her a shower, not a bath. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's a good song to sing Friday night. The banana song.
Yeah. Friday, I put on the News 12. It's about 14 Stage Raw about Change for Corey. I'll see it on News 12.
Yeah, you might.
Yeah.
I spoke to them today. They got it on their calendar, so they should be there.
I'll see you on the news. I got to see your face, Frank Perino, and your dog.
Nah, not me. You're going to see Milton and Michelle.
Milton, Milton changed for not changed for Corey.
No, it's for Milton.
Who's Milton? The dog?
The guide dog, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember Milton?
Oh, the dog. I remember Milton the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. You miss Winsong, your dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss all my dogs, you know.
Yeah, I know. On Friday, I'm flirting with ladies when I call up the father. Come on. Entertainment of those ladies flirting with a nice Puerto Rican lady.
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
All right, in a sight. Louis Rivera. We'll see you with the banana song. We'll see you Friday.
Yeah, I'll call you at 8:30 and tell me how to go at the 14th Station Row, all right?
Yeah, why don't you come over?
Nah.
Tell the spot to bring over.
No. Well, I go over, see me with my dog.
Sure. Come on over.
Yeah, maybe. Cool. Okay. Okay, it's all right, Frank, but thank you anyway. Tell me all about it while I call you.
All right.
Hey, Suzanne,
thanks.
I love you.
Love you too, Lou.
Yeah, you take care.
All right, you too.
All right. Well,
all right.
See you Friday night.
All right, Friday.
Oops.
All right, this has been Open Mic. And Lorraine, you there?
Yes, I am.
Why don't you we got a few minutes, announce your show again. When does it start, tomorrow night?
Yes. My show, our show, rather me and Jason's show.
Yes, I'm here.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. It's called 21 and Up Chill Lounge on Blog Talk Radio. And it starts May the 17th, which is Wednesday, and the 18th of May. From 6:30 to 7 p.m. That number is 319-527-6201. Again, 319-527-6201. And we also have a show on Saturday as well. So stay tuned.
Right.
Yes, come on in when you have time available. We would love to have you on it.
6:30 to 7.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night on our nursing home show. Thank you so much for listening. I want to thank my engineer, Suzanne, and everybody
You're
for
welcome.
Calling in, Lorraine, and
thank
all
you.
Our listeners. Don't forget, last couple of days, day for Milton, May 19th, at the Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York, 14 Station Road will be there. And we thank you so much. All right. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, and enjoy
night.
Your evening.
You too. Take care.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.